our mission, proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Keep it locked. Right on One Love Radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Campaign activities intensified in Yeta Ward. Prudential Life Assurance, Zambia launches PRU wealth product. South Africa suspends police chief over corruption case. And Chalwe plays down Power Dynamo's 10-point lead. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Ministry of Tourism, through the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, DNPW, has issued an update on recent human-wildlife conflict incidents reported in Mongo and Sinanga districts of Western Province. The situation was initially brought to attention on April 17th by Nalikwanda Member of Parliament Moses Konwa Simunji, following reports of lions in the Liande area along the western bank of the Liui River. Ministry of Tourism Principal Public Relations Officer Nelly Banda says while early accounts suggested multiple cattle had been killed, DNPW investigations later confirmed that only one cow had been attacked. Officers who were deployed to affected areas, including Litawa Village, established the presence of two lions, believed to be a male and a female, moving through the Liui Valley. The animals are suspected to be using wildlife corridors linking Kafue National Park and Sioma Ngwezi National Park. The opposition United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia UPPZ has paid 6 months of rental fees for a bereaved family in Kalumbila whose relative was killed by a mob. The rent is for immediate relief pending UPPZ President Charles Chanda's pledge to build a house for them in a place of their choice and to employ the deceased woman's eldest daughter. Chanda explained that the assistance was intended to ease their financial burden during this difficult period. He called for compassion and practical empowerment to guide leadership responses in times of tragedy. Now, still in local stories, the delimitation process has been welcomed as a major boost to development across the country, with leaders expressing optimism about its potential to improve service delivery at constituency level. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Member of Parliament for Chifubu Constituency, Lloyd Luwosha, says the creation of about 70 new constituencies will translate into increased resources allocation and accelerated development in communities. Mr. Luwosha noted that each constituency stands to benefit from significant funding, which he says will drive infrastructure and social development across all parts of the country. He further explained that the reconfiguration has also reduced the size of some constituencies, making them more manageable.
Every 40 million times 70 going into various constituencies in all four corners of our country, and it means unprecedented development that we are prospecting to see in the near future. As a constituency, we are happy that the constituency was bigger. It had 7 wards, and today we have remained with 6 wards because we have sacrificed 1 ward to the newly created Dagamashod constituency in Indola. So it has gone there. So to us, we are saying bravo, because I'm sure less work because of the catchment area where we need to spread development means would be a bit small and minimal. So it will mean lesser work where we are going.
Campaign activities intensified in Yeta Ward of the newly created Mongo East Constituency in Mongo District as the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, mobilized support ahead of the August 13 polls. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator General Max Kasavi led the team, urging residents to turn out in large numbers and vote for President Haga in the Ijilama. Mr. Kasavi says government programs such as free education and social protection initiatives are key achievements improving people's livelihoods. Speaking at the same meeting, provincial campaign team chair Lady Betty Mawoshe appealed to women in the area to support President Hichilema, saying continued backing would ensure sustained implementation of social programs under the new Dawn administration. Meanwhile, Yeta Ward Councillor Milton Musheba Nawa commended the president for what he described as a people-centered leadership and among an ongoing development in Western Province, calling on residents to rally behind the incumbent in the upcoming election. Now, Prudential Life Assurance Zambia has launched a new product aimed at helping Zambians build and protect long-term wealth. Speaking at the launch, Prudential Life Assurance Zambia Managing Director Kachiza Kwenda says the product reflects the company's commitment to being a partner for every life and a protector for every future. He says Pru Wealth combines wealth accumulation with life protection, with key benefits including a guaranteed maturity payout, life cover with a selected sum assured, an annual family income benefit paid out on death, and waiver of premium. Mr. Kwenda added that policyholders who do not claim during the term also get up to 5 years of extended life cover at no extra cost.
So True Wealth, right, what is it? It's a new and comprehensive life insurance solution designed to protect and grow client wealth while providing financial security for their families. The plan is designed with attractive benefits that include life cover, annual family income benefit, waiver of premium upon death, and a no-claim bonus reward for the client for even up to 5 years. So your policy matures, but you're still being covered by Pru. And these are just a few benefits that I'm mentioning here. And so, but it is packed with so much in it. In fact, the one thing that I have heard so far, we had a sort of soft launch. And when we were talking to clients, a lot of them were saying to us, you know, this can't be true. This is too good to be true.
Meanwhile, Pensions and Insurance Authority, PIA, Chishimba Kabungo, has commended the move, saying it strengthens Zambia's culture of financial protection. The launch comes as Prudential marks 10 years of existence, building on other products like the Pru Smart Saver Investment Plan and Pru Smart Child Education Plan.
From our perspective, Pru Wealth demonstrates a thoughtful response to these needs. The product structure encourages long-term commitment while protective features ensure that families are not left vulnerable when unforeseen circumstances arise. This balance between growth and protection is essential in cultivating a sustainable insurance culture. The Pensions and Insurance Authority remains committed to working closely with industry players to ensure that products brought to market are sound, transparent, and aligned with regulatory standards, while also remaining accessible and relevant to the public. And this is very, very important for us.
Now, the Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, in partnership with the University of Zambia, has commemorated Girls in ICT Day with a call for increased participation of girls in digital and technology-driven fields. The event held at the university under the theme AI for Development, Girls Shaping the Digital Future, highlighted the critical role of information and communication technologies, including artificial intelligence, in advancing inclusive development. Speaking during the commemoration, FAWEZA Vice National Chairperson Audrey Mwansa says the event underscores the growing importance of ICTs and emerging technologies in shaping the future.
Especially in technology, we still see that most of the girls or most of our young ladies still do not aspire to go into technology, but this is an in thing. So I'm also very delighted that you are in this institution where technology is the thing. The voice, the language, the speech, the walk, in all that is technology. So you are just in the right thing. While progress has been made, we must acknowledge that girls and young women remain underrepresented in this critical field. And barriers such as lack of ICT guidance, limited exposure, lack of mentorship, and persistent societal stereotypes.
Meanwhile, a beneficiary of